Hi there, you're listening to a podcast from AJ Bell. My name is Dan Coatsworth and joining me today is Charlene Young. And we're going to be talking about the reasons why you might want to invest. I think just to start the conversation off, there's got to be three key reasons here. One is to the opportunity to grow your money. Two is to hopefully beat inflation. And three is to generate an income. So let's just talk about those individually. History suggests that investing could yield bigger returns over time than cash. Now, there's going to be periods where cash might offer an attractive return. But I think the key with investing is to think long term. And then the idea that if you work hard for your money, you want to put your savings to work. So if you take on the risk of putting money into the stock market or into other markets such as fixed income, hopefully there are bigger rewards that you could earn here than just simply parking your money in the bank or the building society. Now, I think you really need to think about why you might want to have a bigger pot of money in the future. Retirement is probably the big one, but there's other reasons to think about investing. I always call these sort of life goals, the idea that there's things that happen in your life that you'd be really useful if you've got money. And, you know, just a few examples might be you might get married, you might have a family, you want to need to move to a bigger house, for example. You know, you need to do some work on that house to, you know, for example, like a loft conversion. So all these things cost money. So if you're prepared now to put your money to work in the markets, hopefully you'll make it grow and you'll be able to afford these things in the future. And I think that the idea of financial security is very important to people. Certainly during the pandemic, everyone's lives were disrupted and, you know, some people were put on furlough, and it kind of reminded them the importance of having money to fall back on in the event of emergency, as well as being sort of forward looking and planning for how you might need certain amounts of money in the future.
Yeah, absolutely agree on that, Dan. And I'll take number two of your three key reasons, which was to try and beat inflation. So inflation, very broad terms, is the rise in prices over time. We all know a lot more about inflation now than perhaps we did a few years ago. We're kind of familiar with the concept. So as we talk about a chance to help your money grow by a greater rate of inflation, if you think about £100 in a bank account, it's earning 5% in a year. At the end of that year, you'll end up with £105. But if something cost £100 a year ago and inflation is currently running at 7%, the price of that item will now be £107. So whilst you've made that 5% cash interest, it's actually grown by less than the cost of the goods or the things that you want to buy are rising. So it won't actually buy you as much. It's what we call purchasing power. So it is really important to kind of balance those immediately available cash returns that you might be able to get with the long-term effects of inflation over time. Because if inflation is running higher than the cash of returns or interest you're getting in the bank, what you can buy with that cash over time is going to be depleted. So historically, as Dan mentioned, investing your money rather than leave it in cash gives you the best chance of trying to beat inflation.
I think with investing in general, I think it's really important that you understand how it works. Yes, there is the potential for your money to grow by potentially by a greater amount than you get of cash in the bank. But you also must understand that there's a risk of it falling in value as well. So never put money into the markets unless you're comfortable with perhaps the value of your money fluctuating up and down. But equally, I think if you look at investing in general, the idea that it can generate an income is yet another one of its key attractions here. So if you're comfortable the risks of doing it, one of the rewards you can get from investing is to receive either a dividend if you're investing in stocks and shares, or if you're investing in bonds, you get something called a coupon. And essentially these are just, hopefully are steady streams of cash that are being paid back to you. They're one of your rewards for taking the risk of putting the money in the markets. So I think when you're in retirement, the idea that you no longer have your pay packet, you're at home and you're thinking, well, I still have bills to pay, still have my lifestyle to fund. The idea of having dividends from shares or bonds paying out coupons. It's just a way for you to have more money coming into your bank account to help cover these things. So it's a key thing to think about. But importantly, not all investments certainly pay dividends. Bonds will pay coupons, but you know, funds and stocks, they don't have to pay dividends, and those payments aren't guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you've mentioned, investing has that potential to grow by a greater amount, and that includes the income that you might be able to get, particularly from shares. But as Dan said, not all shares, not all companies will pay a dividend. And those fixed interest investments will pay you that fixed coupon that could perhaps be your kind of like underlying benchmark, and then use the more riskier investments to kind of grow that money greater than inflation. So I think what we're trying to say is there's no guarantees. There may be a bumpier ride in the meantime, but the chances are that your money and the value of that income it can generate should grow more than inflation and give you that potential to grow towards your goals over time. So thanks everyone for listening. That herein is our sort of 5-minute topic on investing, and we'll see you next time.
Before you go, please remember this podcast is for educational purposes, and the views expressed don't necessarily reflect those of AJ Bell. The podcast isn't telling you if a certain investment is suitable or not. Don't forget that the value of investments can change, and you can lose money as well as make it. It's also important to remember that how you're taxed will depend on your individual circumstances, and rules can change. The way an investment performed in the past may not be the same as how it behaves in the future. If you want help, go see a qualified financial advisor.